Welcome to the Light of Day podcast. This is Thursday, January 1st, 2009, and we have Greg Erickson here. And Greg, I seen your article about these letters that you had exchanged between some official at the Denver International Airport. Can you elaborate on that more?
Yeah, I did that a few years ago, and I don't even keep it on my site anymore.
Well, like you were saying, you don't even keep those articles on your website anymore, huh?
No, because it's a long story, but I had to erase like 6,000 pages a few years ago, so I just took that article out. But I did speak with the representative at the airport, and he was a real ass.
What are your thoughts about these murals that they have underground there? I was talking to somebody today about that.
Well, just looking at them, you know, just from a common sense standpoint, it looks pretty something you wouldn't want children to see. Things, you know, people in coffins and stormtroopers with swords through doves, things like that. There's definitely something going on because they were very uncooperative.
Yeah, and we got talk show host John Moore talking about how they're relocating the entire domestic division of the CIA out to Denver. And, you know, here we got this airport right in Denver. You think that's going to be like the new capital of the U.S.?
Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? It's, things just get weirder and weirder every day.
Well, they sure do. What are your thoughts about this 9/11 research I've been into? Have you seen my emails and the research that Dr. Judy Wood has done?
I went to her website one time and read it a little bit. In this day and age, I don't doubt anything. Directed energy weapons, the military most certainly has them, so I don't put it out the realm of possibility.
Yeah, and had you ever heard about this Hurricane Erin that was parked outside New York City on the morning of 9/11?
Yes, yeah, that was pretty wild.
Yeah, so you had heard about the hurricane then before you checked out Dr. Wood's research?
No, I think that's when I found out about it.
Well, I see. Now, I seen you had a video posted about Alex Jones. I don't think I ever got to watch that entire video clip. What are your thoughts about him?
Well, I was with Alex from day one when he became a public access television producer in Austin, Texas. I had a live call-in show, and I started in 1988. A guy called Jeff Davis came a couple years later with his show, and we were talking about the New World Order, stuff like that. And then Alex Jones comes about 2 years after that, and he basically, what he did was copy what we were doing and then pretty much backstab me. I think he backstabbed Jeff, too. You'd have to talk to Jeff about that, but I don't like the way Alex operates. But he is telling the truth for the most part, and I can say that because he learned it from me and Jeff.
Did you say Jeff Baker?
His name is Jeff Davis. I learned a lot from him. He came 2 years after me, and he's the one that turned me on to Bilderbergs and, you know, all that kind of stuff, trilateral commission.
I see. I don't think I've ever heard of him. What is he doing today?
I think he still has a television show in Austin.
Oh, I see. And
I started off in 88, and then, like I said, Jeff came next, then Alex, and after that, we had about 18 to 20 television shows follow us, all talking about the New World Order. And this, all we were doing all this while Bush was living in Austin.
Oh, I didn't.
We were
ragging
on him big time on the air.
You said when Bush lived in Austin?
Yeah, when he was governor.
Oh.
Of Texas.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that he had lived in Austin, though.
Yeah, we had our TV shows while he was living in Austin. So we protested him. We protested TV stations. I was arrested by Bush when he was doing an exploratory committee to become president. I went in there with my video camera, and they issued me a press pass, official press pass. I was in there for 10 minutes. They arrested me for trespassing and I'd spend the night in jail. Even though I was just issued an official press pass.
So you think there's other, the vast majority of the folks out there have infiltrated the truth movement? You think there's a lot of trolls out there?
Are you talking about the 911 truth movement or the truth movement?
Yeah, both movements.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They infiltrate it from day one.
So do you think most of the talk show hosts out there are agents or operatives?
I think many of them probably are, but you know the thing about it is they have to tell some truth, in fact most truth, to pose as an agent. So it's kind of hard to explain. But even though they may be an agent, they're still getting truth out there. So we win a little bit.
And Dr. Rebecca Carley put it quite plainly. She said that the disinformation operatives, they have to use at least 90 to 95% truth to gain the support of their audience, but it's that 5 to 10% they're not telling you that leads you down the wrong path.
And most people who know what's going on can, you know, they're hip to what they're doing, what they're trying to do. Now the sheep, you know, they'll fall for everything. Just like Alex, you know, Alex for the most part is telling the truth. But there are some things that he exaggerates, some things I believe, in my opinion, that are not the truth. But I'd say he's telling 90% truth.
But you think that he's not benefiting the American people with his broadcast, right?
I would have to say yes, he is benefiting the American people because he's telling 90% truth. I mean, how could he not? He's got a big radio show. So how could he not be benefiting us?
I see where you're coming from. I got this friend over that I'm always communicating with in emails, and he's a really big Alex Jones fan, and I'm always trying to tell him that Alex Jones isn't who he thinks he is. But I do have to agree, Alex has brought a lot of truth to the people that don't know what's going on at all.
You know, to tell you the truth, this is my opinion, I could be wrong. I don't really think Alex is an agent. He's just an egomaniac. You know, it's hard to explain. He's just an egomaniac.
Uh-huh.
He could be an agent for all I know, but it to me it doesn't really matter because he's telling 90% truth. So it's getting out there.
I see. So what are your current projects? What do you do most of your time?
I don't live in Austin anymore, so I don't have my TV show. I just spend my time updating Free Press International and digging for stories. You know, the mainstream media likes to bury those bones deep.
So what is your most recent posting? I can't remember what it was.
Oh, let me bring it up right now. Let's see what I got. Russia shuts off gas to Ukraine. That's loving, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's an article, some videos called Down the Rabbit Hole. It's about quantum physics. It's pretty interesting. Got a video on underground cities. Iran on full alert in wake of Israeli raids. I've got a commentary, a video that I did yesterday warning people about they're going to lose their rights overnight. This is no joke, you know. Everybody thinks this is the movie.
Yeah, I believe that.
So overnight, yeah. Game's over.
Yeah, I believe that. Have you ever heard of this lady, Pam Shuffert?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, I heard her doing an interview on the Deanne Burley show with Deanne Burley's co-host. And Pam Shuffert mentions how they have all these deep underground military bases, but they also have these underground concentration camps with guillotines in them. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I mean, just like the horror movies you see on the movies, they're probably doing worse than that. I saw a video last night of they cut off a dog's body and left the dog head and did experiments on the dog head, kept the head alive, some kind of Russian experiments.
Yeah, as bad as things are getting, I'm definitely willing to buy that they do have guillotines and underground bases and that.
Yep, it's worse than anybody can imagine. It's going to be like a horror movie. And what people don't understand is once they declare martial law, or once that bird flu comes in, it's game over.
Yeah, I definitely believe that's one of the scenarios they have planned is this bird flu thing. Dr. Rebecca Carley's been putting that out on her recent shows. I also think they have some type of major earthquake plan. Did you hear about this biggest California earthquake drill that showed some failures last month?
Right. Yeah. And there's earthquake swarms over Yellowstone.
Yeah, I've been getting
Yellowstone.
Right, I've been getting emails on that.
I think it's the economic collapse is going to be a big part of it. They're not going to do it fast. They're going to do it slowly. They're slowly going to take us over.
Yeah, incrementalism is a big facet to their plan they utilize, I notice.
And something else I don't think people realize is how many people are going to sell out. There's going to be a lot of people selling out.
I'm definitely willing to believe that, especially with this new digital television coming in, the mass mind control of the sheep out there. Yeah, they'd be willing to buy into anything soon.
That's why you see so many people standing silent. You know, they won't talk about anything. And they're going to bow down to the government when they do the takeover.
Yeah, have you got a chance to see my emails about this Sound of Silence technology that are going to be in the digital TVs?
I saw the email. I don't think I've read it yet.
Oh, you gotta read it. It's pretty incredible. They were extensively using this technology, over in the first Iraqi war, and there were over 200,000 Iraqi troops that surrendered en masse without firing a single shot, and these are like 8-year combat veterans against the Afghanistanians. And here, they use this technology via FM radio station transmitters. Our American black ops teams did over there, and They got over 200,000 Iraqi troops to surrender without firing a shot, and these are experienced combat veterans.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. It's a Washington Post article called Seeing Isn't Believing. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look at that.
But, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, if they
have... it's going to blow us away, especially nanotechnology.
Well, my point was that, you know, if they were using this technology over in Iraq in 91,
right,
to get them troops to surrender, maybe this is how they're going to confiscate firearms across the U.S. is, you know, through the new
exactly.
digital TVs. Yep.
We're in deep shit. Let's put it that way.
Oh my God, yeah, we sure are.
It's gonna be up to the people.
Yeah, our founding fathers even told us it's a country if you can keep it.
I'm thinking the economic crisis is gonna get worse. There's gonna be unrest. Who knows what? Another terrorist attack. They're just doing it slowly until finally, you know, they'll be loading the sheep on concentration cattle cars, and they're going to be going, what's going on? Where are we going?
Yep.
They won't wake up till they get in the cattle cars.
I agree. Yeah, I've been thinking about this economic crisis they want to create here for the last year or so. You know, one way they might pull that off is with a big earthquake in California. I remember FEMA had come out with a conference in 2001 mentioning the three most likely scenarios, disasters to strike the U.S. They mentioned three of them.
Mm-hmm.
This was published the day before 9/11. The first item on the list was a terrorist attack in New York City. It happened the next day. The second
right.
would be a big hurricane in New Orleans. That came true. And the third thing on the list was a devastating quake in California. So if they got FEMA predicted the first two, I'm sure they're going to get the third one, right?
Could be. Could very well be. It's already started. The takeover of America has already started.
Yeah, it sure is. We're at war right now, but most Americans don't realize it.
Yeah, the whole world. It's World War III. And people don't even realize it is.
My own girlfriend doesn't realize how much I'm sacrificing to do what I'm doing. It's just something I have to live with, though.
Well, I mean, it's people like you and others that I have respect for, because there aren't very many people that will stand up for the truth. And I have the utmost respect for people like that. And yeah, and I'll say another thing, is people like you and me have to suffer because of people who remain silent. And we can't let them do that. The sheep have to be woken up whether they want to be woken up or not.
Oh, and you're absolutely right. The amount of suffering I got to go through with just to try to, you know, keep all this stuff going with what I'm into. It's just, it creates a
yeah,
lot of battles.
People telling you you're a conspiracy nut, you don't know what you're talking about, you know, all this kind of BS.
Yeah, and like the famous line my dad always drops on me, so what? What are you going to do about it, Sheldon?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do you ever get people that talk to you?
My reply, in fact, I put it on the video. You might want to watch. It's called Warning Solution. It's on my front page. I tell people, don't even fool with your family. Wake up strangers. Let somebody else wake up your family, because you're going to save yourself a lot of heartache. Unless your family happens to be hip to what's going on.
I agree with that. What are your I got an article here in front of me. What are your thoughts about what Ronald Reagan had to say about a threat from outside this world someday coming here?
My standard answer for that is anything to do with extraterrestrials is do I believe there is life out there? Well, of course there is. There's no way there couldn't be.
But when Reagan gave these speeches, do you think that he had some type of insight or knowledge that they're gonna stage some type of extraterrestrial landing or something?
It's very possible they could stage it. Yeah, a lot of people think that's what's going to happen. They're going to stage a fake, you know, UFO deal, and that could very well be. But I do believe that extraterrestrials exist. Absolutely.
Oh, I do.
I mean, we're a biological identity. Why wouldn't there be other ones out there?
Right, the universe is just too big. The problem I'm having with the UFO stuff, though, is I think the vast majority of it is being put out to get us ready for something that the cabal are going to stage on us. That's the issue I'm having.
Right. That's why I don't put too much UFO stuff on my website, because that is most definitely a possibility.
I see.
But do extraterrestrials exist? Well, of course they do.
Yeah, without any question. Hey, I was talking to Bart Sabrell today. I've interviewed him one time when I used to have my regularly scheduled radio show. He put out these DVDs that we never went to the moon the way NASA showed us that we did. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that... You know, I saw, what's the movie that Jim Carrey did, about reality. He took his boat out, you know, to go away from the city. You know what I'm talking about? Truman Show. Did you ever see that?
Truman Show, no.
Okay, well, I don't believe a damn thing NASA tells us. I'll put it that way. They have, in the Space Act, they have a clause in there that they can keep any information they want to from the American public because of national security. So, I don't believe a damn thing they say.
What do you believe we've been to the moon though? Probably in, you know, some higher advanced technology craft though.
I don't know, to tell you the truth, because there's an astronaut that publicly states that he's not sure if they went to the moon. So I don't know what to believe.
What do you think they're... What's that?
The astronaut, I can't remember his name, who said that. Maybe I'll remember in a few minutes.
Edgar Mitchell, or...?
No, Brian something.
Brian O'Leary?
Yeah, Brian O'Leary. I've got him on videotape saying they could have staged it.
Oh, I got that video recorded somewhere. I know which one you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think they're doing with all these space shuttle flights?
I think the ISS is New World Order headquarters, and I think they're already got space militarized. I think they could bomb any place in the world right this second. Anybody who dissents, they could bomb them. Space is already militarized, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, I heard an interview that John Lear did. Have you ever heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned, it was on the Truth Quest with Melody out of Colorado, and John Lear mentioned that he finally figured out what the space shuttles are doing. He said it only takes 9 minutes to get up to orbit, but it takes 2 days for the shuttle to catch up with the space station. He says it's just so ludicrous. He says what they're probably doing is they're docking with the secret parallel, the secret military space station that they have up in orbit to, like, load and unload supplies, and then they go to the space station that they show us on TV.
I don't doubt that. They're up there militarizing space.
Yeah, you know, that really makes sense because, you know, it only takes 9 minutes for the shuttle to get to orbit, but they're trying to tell us it takes 2 days to catch up with the space station. I've I've always thought that kind of suspicious too.
Yeah, we're not getting the whole story. No doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I've got a story here. Did you see the El Paso Times story? It says, unrest caused by bad economy may require military action, report says.
No, I haven't seen it, but I do know that back in October they were setting up this permanent army brigade here in the U.S. to as a non-demand force.
Right.
And then, I don't know, a few weeks ago I heard John Moore, he was on John Statmiller's show talking about how they had sent this list out to over 10 or 12,000 retired army, some top army people that, get list.
Right.
You heard that, huh?
Well, yeah, this is the first time mainstream media has reported on this. It's the El Paso Times that came out yesterday. U.S. Army War College report.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, mainstream media finally reported on it. That's something else that really scares me is mainstream media is reporting on Bilderbergs and unrest, takeovers, and all martial law. They're reporting on everything now, and that really scares me because they don't care what we know anymore because they know they have the power and the technology to take us over right now. And this is the first time in history that the powers that be, have power and the technology to take us over.
Well, Doctor,
that's why they're letting mainstream media talk about anything they want to.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Dr. Judy Wood had mentioned to me, she put it so bluntly that they have the technology with these directed energy weapons to turn our planet into another asteroid belt right now if they want to.
You got it.
And look at when we seen the towers disintegrate or disappear in front of our eyes, it looked like they almost looked like they were being turned into another asteroid belt.
And then they got that CERN project, CERN, where they're splitting the atom.
Yeah. They had to temporarily shut that down for a while because they claimed there was some leaking going on.
Yeah, God only knows what's going on down there.
Yeah, there's definitely something different story there. If you got to check out my website on my homepage there at the top, my last podcast, I interviewed Artie Wheeler.
Artie Wheeler?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Well, he's a former tool and die maker. He lives in Boston, Maryland, and he's had the Secret Service at his house 3 or 4 times. The local police came in and raided his place because he had smokeless powder that he didn't have a permit for, but that was all illegal too. Yeah, he's the last guy. I interviewed him for about 1 hour and 35 minutes, and he's handing these DVDs and CDs out to people around the world that what we seen hit the World Trade Center towers were scalar holographic images, and they had Tomahawk cruise missiles inside these holographic images. And he's got a picture of the Tomahawk missile coming out of the other side of the tower.
Wow. I don't know what to think about. I know holographic technology is pretty damn advanced. I think that's what, Chris Angel, when he walks on water, stuff like that. I think that's 3D holographic technology.
Who's that, Chris Angel?
Yeah, he walks on water. Magician.
We know that this Nikola Tesla was playing around with scalar waves back at about 100 years ago. So just imagine how advanced it is now.
Exactly. I don't doubt anything these days. I don't doubt there's little green men running around. There are aliens amongst us. I don't doubt anything.
But when you walk up to the, the average person that's kind of in league with what you're into, do you tell them that you think no airplanes hit the Trade Center towers?
I don't tell people nothing. I don't waste my time with them. I give them, I walk up to strangers and hand them a card with Free Press International on it and say, here's a present for you. When I'm a TV show, I just got called a conspiracy nut so much that I don't even fool with people anymore.
How long was your TV show?
An hour.
Was it on?
Live call-in.
Was it 5 days a week?
No, it was twice a week.
I see. How long did it run? How many years?
I ran from 1988 to 2000, almost 2002.
Oh, wow. And why did you decide to get out of that?
I had to come back to where my folks live. They're getting on up there, and I'm helping them out.
Oh, I see. Did you used to listen to Bill Cooper when he was still alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah, I started tuning in to Bill Cooper about, the end of 1995. I had a Radio Shack shortwave radio that still had those built-in tape recorders, and I went to his funeral up in Eager, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But he really woke me up to what this New World Order agenda entails. I have a lot of archives of his shows on my own website.
The first I remember of New World Order and everything was from the John Birch Society back in the 50s. But they pretty much got infiltrated. But they're the first people I remember talking about the New World Order.
Yeah, I've heard that same thing, that organization was infiltrated.
Yeah.
Well, one of my newest things I was into today here was trying to figure out this guy Ben Parton. He was a top military explosives expert in the country when the Oklahoma City building went down. And I found out that he helped to develop this micro dish weapon that the military successfully used on resistant fighters over in out of their homes in Somalia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what war's all about. That's where the evildoers use their toys, play with their toys, their new toys.
Yeah, they use it over in these other countries. Like I've seen this video, Star Wars in Iraq, they were using these directed energy weapons over in Iraq, and you got the toasted cars, just like you see around the World Trade Center complex, toasted cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're using the directed energy.
Yeah, I think they're using the other countries as a test bed, because they're eventually going to have to use them here in mass, so they need to try to get them perfected, I guess, first over there.
Yeah, you know what they say, technology's about 25 years ahead of what the public's told. That's probably a conservative.
Yeah, I've heard different numbers on that. I think Phil Schneider said that as every year goes by, the military technology advances, like 44 and a half years, I think he stated.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Just think, we could be going flying to the stars every day, and we're just all slaves down here. We don't even know what they're really doing.
No, it's hard to know exactly what they're doing, but we can sure theorize.
Well, did you hear what Ben Rich said? He is a former head of Lockheed Skunk Works project. He says, anything you can imagine, we've already done that. We've already gone to the stars. He stated that.
Yeah, there's a Discovery Channel, some guy who's, they say he's invented a time machine.
On what?
This is Discovery Channel.
Oh, that wasn't Stephen Gibbs, was it?
No, I can't remember what his name is. But I'll tell you what's really been interesting me lately is the quantum physics. That is really some wild stuff. I've got it on my front page. It's 15 plus videos. It's called Down the Rabbit Hole. And I'll give you one example. Everything, they're saying that everything is made up of space. The table that you see, anything that you see is 99% space. And so, when you sit on a chair, you're not actually sitting in the chair because there's space between you and the chair.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
When you go swimming, you're not actually touching the water because there's space in between you and the water. That's quantum physics.
Well, the idea that the idea that there's free energy everywhere in the universe, out in the vacuum of space, that would be inclusive in that, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say that the smaller things get, when you get down to the subatomic level, everything starts working different than on our level. Like if you took a pool table and you took that pool table and made it subatomic, the balls not go straight anymore. They curve, zigzag. So it's pretty wild stuff.
Artie Wheeler was trying to call me here while we've been talking. I'm curious to know what he wants. He's a guy that believes that these holograms hit the Trade Center towers. I'd like to give him a call and see what he wanted.
Yeah.
I guess we'll call it a wraps, and I'll get this edited and posted when I can, and I appreciate all your insights into our wonderful reality we live in.
I appreciate you having me on, man.
Okay, we'll talk to you again soon then, Greg.
Okay, sounds good, Chill.
Yep, bye-bye.